You're listening to SBS News.
The coronavirus pandemic shows no sign of slowing down as the spread of infections accelerates. It took just 4 days for the caseload to leap from 15 million to 16 million. The United States remains the worst affected country with over 4 million cases and almost 150,000 deaths. It is followed closely by Brazil and India, who together account for nearly half of the world's infections. Florida has reached a grim weekend milestone, registering 9,000 new cases, taking the state's total to over 400,000. Governor Ron DeSantis says there's no need to make mask wearing mandatory, but as the state grapples with community transmission, businesses are keen to reopen. Bar owner Chris Pallone says despite restrictions, it is possible to operate in a COVID-safe manner.
It just looks like we're just a bunch of ticked-off bar owners. Don't get me wrong, we are ticked-off bar owners, but that's not what we're trying to show. We're trying to show that we can open up safely and operate.
As the global death toll races towards 650,000, the US and Brazil account for 36% of virus-related deaths. Authorities in Rio de Janeiro have made the call to cancel New Year's Eve celebrations at Copacabana Beach. An estimated 3 million people gather each year to catch the spectacular fireworks display, but after recording almost 2.5 million cases and 85,000 deaths, there won't be a gathering to see out 2020 and watch the sky light up, much to the disappointment of tourists.
People know that the pandemic is ugly and it's picking up, but without a party here with people, then there is no Rio. It won't be Rio, and it will be sad.
In the United Kingdom, officials have swiftly imposed a quarantine on travellers returning from Spain after seeing a large increase in cases there. Almost 3,000 new cases were recorded in Spain over the weekend, while the Catalonia region reported more than 1,000 new cases and 3 deaths on Saturday. It has been just over a month since the Spanish government ended its state of emergency, but officials fear a second wave is imminent. British Foreign Minister Dominic Raab says the move to take Spain off the safe travel list is a necessary action, even if it leaves travellers with no time to dodge it or plan ahead.
Oh, we've always said that we keep the travel advice under constant review and that as we eased our way through lockdown, we would still have to make targeted interventions. This is absolutely crucial. We're taking this in a targeted, decisive and focused way. We appreciate the disruption for travellers. Anyone that's risks losing money needs to go and talk to their travel operator and look at their insurance. But we must take these measures to avoid the risk of reinfection into the UK, given the very serious spike in cases in Spain.
Spanish Foreign Minister Arancha González-Laya confirmed discussions are underway with the UK government to exclude the Canary and Balearic Islands from forced quarantine on British travellers returning from Spain. Ms. González-Laya insists the UK is overreacting to the outbreaks in Spain and that appropriate protocols are being implemented.
Spain is a safe country for tourists and for Spaniards, like in any other European country. We are seeing outbreaks. The outbreaks in Spain are perfectly controlled. We have 3 that are the most important outbreaks at the moment, in Barcelona, in Lérida, in Zaragoza. All of them are perfectly traced. Half of those that are COVID positive in Spain are asymptomatic. So Spain is safe. It's safe for Spaniards. It's safe for tourists.
British tourist Carolyn Lancel has been in Spain on holiday, enjoying some summer sun and some downtime. Ms. Lancel is returning to the UK soon and says she's frustrated by the decision.
Frustrated by it, to be honest, because it actually feels safer in Spain than what it did when we left the UK. So before we left the UK, it wasn't mandatory to wear face masks in a lot of places. But here, nearly everybody's wearing them, so it actually feels safer here.
Like Ms. Lancel, many British travellers currently on holiday in nearby European countries feel the UK government made an over-hasty decision. That's a claim Mr. Raab strongly denies.
If we suddenly say, actually we're not quite sure, or we give vague advice, it would create more uncertainty. So look, I know, and there's a cutoff with changes in rules or advice that we give. So I appreciate that that's difficult and it can be disruptive, but it would be far worse either to muddy the waters or to hold back and delay from taking the measures when we need to take them. And of course, the reason that this was taken at reasonably short notice was because the spike in Spain that we've responded to came, we were following that and that's when it happened. So it was the real real-time response, the data we were getting from Spain, that we had to respond to very swiftly.
In Greece, huge crowds of young people have ignored COVID-19 precautions at a rock concert. Chairs were thrown as festival goers removed seats that were put in place to maintain physical distancing. Thousands of spectators were screened with a contactless thermometer, but rules were quickly ignored as fans headed to the front of the stage, turning it into a mosh pit. Meanwhile, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi claims his country's response to the health crisis has defied expectations, despite having the third highest number of infections in the world. India has over 1 million confirmed cases, 32,000 deaths, and almost 1 million recoveries. In a monthly address to the nation, Mr. Modi highlighted its recovery rate, but warned the crisis is far from over.
मेरे प्यारे देशवासियों, पिछले कुछ महीनों से पूरे देश ने
My dear countrymen, in the last few months, the way the entire country has fought the coronavirus has dispelled several apprehensions. Today, the recovery rate in our country is better than others. Also, our fatality rate is much less than most other countries. It is tragic to lose even one life, but India has been able to save many people's lives. But friends, the threat of corona is far from over. It is spreading rapidly in many areas.
South African officials have announced more than 12,000 new cases, taking the country's total to almost 450,000. Health experts suggest the concerning daily numbers do not reflect the true spread of the virus, as authorities lack equipment to conduct widespread testing. Meanwhile, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has declared an emergency and the lockdown of a border town due to an outbreak. It's claimed a person suspected of being infected with coronavirus returned from South Korea after illegally crossing the border. The unconfirmed case could become the first officially acknowledged by North Korean authorities. And in Iraq, a pharmacist has recorded a song to promote good hygiene tips to prevent the spread of the virus in the community. Ahmed Al-Sahir wants to help his customers and patients adapt to the new normal by listening to songs that speak of the measures needed to stop the spread. The 32-year-old pharmacist teamed up with artist Kasim Al-Jazani to raise awareness on wearing masks, sanitizing hands, and social distancing. Coronavirus cases in Iran have now passed 100,000, and authorities are building new graveyards in the desert to cope with a rising death toll. Meanwhile, in Morocco, several major cities, including Casablanca and Tangier, have been partially locked down in a bid to contain multiple outbreaks. People will be stopped from entering or leaving major cities after the health ministry reported 633 new cases, one of Morocco's highest daily rises so far. It brings the total number of infections to more than 20,000, 313 deaths, and 16,500 recoveries. The World Health Organization says more than 1 million cases had been recorded in each of the last 5 weeks, while many experts say the number is likely much higher than those reported. The WHO will hold their next coronavirus update tomorrow at 1 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. And you can keep up with coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.